This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Kingdom on Fire, Kareem Wooden Walton, and the Turbulent Days of the UCLA Basketball Dynasty. The author is Scott Howard Cooper. In the tradition of Blood in the Garden and Three Ring Circus, Kingdom on Fire presents a bold narrative history of the iconic UCLA Bruins championship teams. Led by legendary coach John Wooden, this incredible true story about the messy, never easy pursuit of perfection, led by Wooden, is not your typical sports book. Kingdom on Fire is the story of a team and a time placing an unprecedented 7-title winning streak against a fractured America of the 1960s and 70s. LA native and longtime sports writer for the LA Times, Scott Howard Cooper draws on more than 100 interviews and access to many of the principal figures, Bill Walton, Wooden's family, and Jerry West, among other key sources, to deliver a rich narrative that reveals the turmoil at the heart of this storied college basketball program. Scott Howard Cooper has covered professional and college sports since the 1980s for some of the most prominent outlets in the country. I mentioned the LA Times, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and more. His work has earned multiple national awards from the Associated Press, Sports Editors, and the Professional Basketball Writers Association for projects, game coverage, features, and columns. He graduated from USC with a degree in political science, makes his home in Northern California. Happy to have, for the first time on Speaking of Writers, Scott Howard Cooper. Welcome to this program.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be with you.
So what led you to Kingdom on Fire?
Well, it was more that it wouldn't let me go. It became a passion project. It's something that I actually started working on many years before I had a deal in place to do the book. I just kind of kept finding new material, and I was fascinated by the opportunity to put this amazingly successful program against the backdrop of very difficult times in America. I think you hit on the key point in the introduction when you said it's about a team and a time, not just one team, obviously, because we focus on the 7 championships in a row, and we get into a little bit the other ones when they won 10 out of 12. But it's really about America and college campuses from the mid-60s to the early 1970s. So we're talking Vietnam and Watergate and Nixon and Summer of Love, Kent State, everything going on. And you had these amazing figures in there, people that are still very well known, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton. And in the middle of it, here's this grandfatherly figure from Indiana, John Wooden, holding it together with tape and bubble gum. And it really would not let me go. And I just kind of kept talking to people through the years. And then once I got a deal in place, I can't tell you how much fun it was to do this book. I hope that energy comes through in the pages.
So, Scott, why did UCLA rule for so long?
Well, the most important factor, obviously, is that they had the dominant players, Kareem and Bill Walton, and they had some other terrific players that don't get enough credit, like Sidney Wicks and Keith Wilkes at the time, now Jamal Wilkes. Several other players in there as well. People will recognize the name. And then they had John Wooden. And that's a pretty tough combination to beat. But I think what it really came down to is the mindset of the two superstar centers, that John Wooden did not always get along with Bill Walton, did not always agree with Lou Alcindor at the time before he became Kareem in the pros. But they did not have to, because what it came down to is Kareem and Bill were both very professional, even when they were not professional. Even at that young age, as college sophomores, they were all about winning, all about teamwork, all about getting other people involved, and certainly driving publicity to the other people. Both those guys hated the spotlight. And really, either of them could have either brought the program down from the beginning, in the case of Lou Alcindor, or in later years, once the championships had started to roll, Bill Walton could have done the same thing if they made it about ego and where's my shots and how come I'm not in that headline or things like that. All they cared about was winning. Once they stepped on the court, And that's the bottom line. That's what made it work, was the mindset of these two guys.
And they won a lot from 65 to 75, seven consecutive titles, three perfect records, an 88-game winning streak that remains unmatched to this day. They were reserve personalities, both Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton, but they did become outspoken when it came to race and also the Vietnam War.
They were individuals. That's what makes it so fascinating when I talked a minute ago about it's all about the team, because once they were outside the lines, they were their own people. And again, they did not always agree with the structure of John Wooden's program. And they protested against American involvement in Southeast Asia. And Bill Walton got arrested for that. And they did not always agree with America, how it was its leaders were handling civil rights. And that's why Luau Sindor took a great deal of heat because of his stand to try to promote racial equality. We see that as a much more common thing now, but put yourself back into the mid-60s, the late 60s, and with all the tension going on in America, here is a college sophomore, junior, senior that's putting himself at the forefront to speak out against Black inequality and things like that. And it wasn't just those two, but because they were the biggest names, they got the most attention. So they were thinkers. They're very different in personality, but one way that they were alike was that they were people that cared about society around them.
And you mentioned earlier, Coach John Wooden didn't have a close relationship with them when they played for him, but over time, they did get closer.
They got very close in later years. During when each of them had their college careers, I think the best way to put it with Luau Sindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in particular, I think I used the phrase in the book that they had a friendly working relationship or a positive working relationship. There was not a great deal of tension. There was some disagreement. But again, the professionalism, the mindset, the maturity that both those young men had at that time really stands out. So they were able to get along. I think that John Wooden had more problems with Bill Walton because Bill was much more outspoken about things going on around the program as well, not just in society. But you're right, later on, things change dramatically. And that's one of the interesting parts about the book. If people reading it are not going to see the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Bill Walton that they know from a 2020s perspective, that they were much different guys back then. And John Wooden was basically the same person, but had to have a different approach with these guys because he was the coach and they were the players. And there had to be a much different relationship than when it's John Wooden in his 70s and 80s and 90s in retirement. And they became like family. Kareem would often go over to John Wooden's condominium and they just hang out and watch baseball, or they'd watch old Westerns, a favorite of both of theirs. Bill Walton was constantly calling, checking up on Coach. They were family in later years. Yes, it's an amazing story arc to see where these guys went from the college relationship to the adult retirement relationship.
Coach Wooden spent 27 years at UCLA, won more than 80% of his games. Bill Walton, Scott, was Bill Walton, in your opinion, the greatest player in college basketball history?
Boy, I love that you bring that up, because I don't think many people realize that there is a conversation to be had. I think that's the one tiebreaker that, as I go through and talk about college basketball and UCLA history in particular, I think it's impossible to break that tie. It is Kareem and Bill at 1 and 1A. And I think most people now generally will say, I think if you took a vote, Kareem would win overwhelmingly. But my research shows, as I went back and looked at a lot of articles at the time, what people were saying, I don't think enough people appreciate that Bill Walton was at that level. I think it's more like, yeah, Bill was the second, maybe the third best player in college basketball history. There's a real conversation to be had that Bill Walton in college, the UCLA center, Bill Walton was better than the UCLA center, Lou Alcindor, at that time. Bill was phenomenal. Kareem did some things better. Bill did some things better. But at the very least, it's a 1 and a 1A.
Bill Walton a better college player than his pro career, you think?
Yeah, and I say, unfortunately, yes, because that came down to injuries. Not being able to see the real Bill Walton in the NBA, I think, is one of the great sports disappointments, that this guy had so much talent, but there were just too many years where he had trouble staying on the court because of foot problems, knee problems. Later in life, he had a horrific back problem that developed. It actually started in college, but didn't show itself until later in life. And people, it's one of those things that you never got to see 4 or 5 years in a row of the real Bill Walton. So the college Bill Walton was a superstar, and the pro Bill Walton was a what if.
Scott Howard Cooper is my guest here on Speaking of Writers. His new book is Kingdom on Fire, Kareem, Wooden, Walton, and the Turbulent Days of the UCLA Basketball Dynasty. I mentioned earlier that Coach Wooden spent 27 years at UCLA, but Scott, he was not a fan of LA.
No, that's the kind of one of the ironic parts about all this, is that he and his wife, his high school sweetheart, were Indiana farm kids. They were small town. They wanted they were still the people of their high school and college days that wanted to go to the movie theater and watch Tom Mix. It was a lot of concrete. It was a lot of driving and rushing, and certainly the pressures. LA was it definitely not their style. He ended up staying because once other opportunities came along, he was offered the chance to go home and coach at University of Indiana or Indiana University, and turned it down because by that point his kids had grown and John and Nell Wooden had grandkids. And so they ended up staying, but you are 100% correct to say that it was L.A. and John Wooden were not a great fit.
As part of your research for this book, what, over 100 interviews you did?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Any common themes throughout those 100-plus interviews about these men?
I think the few that come out was how smart they were. That's one of the things that made doing this book so fun, was they understood what I was going for. They understood that the storyline was not, you know, yeah, in the second half of game 27, that one year we had a crucial turnover. It's just, that's not what the book is. It's not lining up box scores. But they, almost every single person, when we got to the end of the interview and I would say, gosh, thanks for your time, this has been great, they would tell me, no, thank you. They really, when you talk about a common theme, they enjoyed the chance to look back and remember this, that they appreciate now in retrospect that this was an amazing time, a unique experience that not many people got to live. I had people that were in tears talking about the memories of the connections they made with teammates at the time who turned into lifelong friends. I had people that were laughing and saying, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought about that story in 25 years or 40 years or something like that. I guess the common theme was with a perspective of time, and that's what a lot of this book is, how much they appreciate now being in that moment that in a lot of ways they did not appreciate at the time.
The college game has changed so much, even in the last few years with NIL now. A lot of veteran coaches have left the game because of that. What are your thoughts on NIL, Scott?
Well, I don't think it's a terrible concept, because there's a lot of coaches and a lot of colleges making money before NIL came in up until a few years ago. And the people who were generating that income were not getting any of it. I think the big problem is that finding a way to control it and even it out. I think there's a lot of problems with it because they didn't think it through ahead of time about how this is just going to turn into professional free agency. And somebody will, you see how common the transfer option has become. And a lot of that is because there's more money to be had at another school. You've seen the NBA has dropped. It ran a team in its G League, its minor league. And one of the selling points to people to join that team was if you're a top prospect, but school isn't your thing and you want to come and play against the competition and the professional minor leagues, where your place? And the NBA recently dropped that because there's more money to be made for a college star than there is for a minor league star in the NBA. So it's not a great situation, but I think it was probably inevitable. It just wasn't thought through very well before being implemented.
What do you think Coach Wooden would think about NIL?
Oh my gosh. You would hear the scream across the country. And he was a screamer in his coaching days. People would find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Seeing sage John Wooden with people sitting at his feet to get these pearls of wisdom. He was someone who never raised his voice, but he was a screamer in his coaching days, and he would be screaming about this. I know this for sure. He would not be coaching. There's no way he would. He hated recruiting people a first time. Now with the transfer rule, you have to recruit and re-recruit and re-recruit your players every year to make sure that they don't leave. He would not be coaching in this game. He would have gotten out a long time ago.
And what would you like readers to take away from Kingdom on Fire?
Hopefully they see that it's a unique book. As I said, it's not lining up box scores. There's certainly some game action in there, but it's really about the uniqueness of the program and the times that I went into it thinking, as impressive as we thought it was then, as it was happening, it's even more impressive now as we look back to see what they were able to do, considering everything going on around them in society. But then as I started digging, it's amazing to see how closely John Wooden was connected to the Nixon White House. It's amazing to see how close college student Lew Alcindor was connected to heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali and the great running back Jim Brown and the great basketball player Bill Russell and things like that. And UCLA basketball was not just in the times. It was part of the times. And I think that that's one of the things that comes through is that for as much attention as these guys have gotten over the decades, I was able to come up with some new stories that put it in context and show exactly how unique this program was, as it was winning nonstop. It was the stability in a time where around them there was very little stability. And I guess the other thing on a lesser note or more of a personal note, I hope it comes through how much it excited me to do this. I hope that energy comes through on the pages. If people take that away, that would be a real positive as well, that they'll get to the end and say, you know, this guy really had fun writing this story.
The book is Kingdom on Fire, Kareem Wooden Walton and the Turbulent Days of the UCLA Basketball Dynasty. The author is Scott Howard Cooper. Scott, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for a great conversation, Steve.
Thank you. And this is Speaking of Writers.